Episode 344 of the Poor Horseman. You have LP here. I am missing the Masters right now. I'm really disappointed that I am not watching TV. I thought I was going to be eating delicious oysters. to my left, he ate a full foot long in front of a group of blacks. I've never seen this before in my life. Like an entire $5 foot long.
Well, y'all was it.
A dude pulled up in a bike. I ain't never seen this before, bro. With a foot long and a backpack. He takes the foot long out, hands it to Silk. Silk immediately starts eating it. We got DJ Silk.
Nigga like Conehead.
Yeah, bro. It was wild. I've never seen this before. And then we also have our brother who decided he was going to be Pele today. He's playing for the Brazilian soccer team right now.
The Nigerian soccer team uniform.
We have Don Pete. Fellas, how y'all doing today, man?
It's cool, bro. It's cool.
I mean, now we had a guest lined up for today.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure, and he's going to show up.
Yeah, he'll be here.
And he's going to show up when we're done. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have to do a personal interview when we're done with him, like off camera. So, but just how y'all week been, all that good stuff before we jump into our personal interview, before we do our interview that we really will have. So, yeah. How y'all been, man?
Man, I've been pretty good, man. My sons ain't as sorry at basketball as they were.
I don't know. I got to see it.
My boys went crazy.
What's crazy? 6 points?
You know they 10.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
But so Jace is the more natural as far as scoring. So he's doing well. You know, he gets to the basket, scoring layups, stuff like that. So the game is, they walked the team down. They were down 6 with like 3 minutes to go. You know, it's hard to come by points in Little League basketball. So a 6-point lead, really like 15.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jackson gets in. Jackson's the lefty. All Jackson do is shoot threes. When I tell you he was 0 for 5, and he was 1 for 4 as far as hitting the rim. Mm-hmm. Like, he was out there missing everything.
Right.
So they down 3. Jace hit a 3 to bring it within 3. Mm. And in that second half, I'm yelling at Jackson, man, go to the basket. I'm talking about wide open lane. He pulling up for 3. He catches one in the corner, knocks it down, ties the game. Game goes on. He ends up getting fouled with no time left. Makes a free throw to win it, man.
Let's not give him a round of applause.
That's
not,
let's pump it up for Lil Jax, man.
We're not supporting great fathers. All right. You also have a basketball story as well.
Yo, mine is way more beautiful than his. I'm not going to lie to you. Carter is the second coming of Jesus Shuttlesworth. Y'all laughing, and I'm serious, though. Because some shit that he do, I haven't even taught him yet. Where does this imagination come from? Mm. You feel me? It's a natural thing. Yeah. So I'm an AAU dad, too. So Carter had his first 20-plus game yesterday. So I'm going back there crazy.
That's wild. We want participation, but not that. Like, go ahead.
But nah, it was crazy to see like it all come together for a moment. And I know the next game he probably have 2 points, right?
Yeah.
But the moment happened, mm-hmm. and I was sitting there like, damn.
And he can always pull from that too.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, this shit is cool. Like, I don't see how any farther would miss out on the opportunity to see anything that their son or daughter is growing to do. I just don't.
Yeah, I missed
that. There's no logic behind it.
I missed that hell of an opportunity this weekend going to my daughter's birthday party.
Yeah, let me tell you all the opportunity they missed.
Oh, man, don't say it, man.
This needs to happen. Hold on.
This is how great of fathers we are.
These are terrible men. They could have set their family up for greatness.
We could have.
So I attended 2 events this week. Mm-hmm. One here at The Hive. Shout out to The Hive.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by The Hive, and I don't know how to pronounce this liquor.
Nyack.
Is that correct? Nyack. This episode is brought to you by The Hive and Nyack. But it's also brought to you by 100 Black Men. All right. We had 100. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Whoa, we had 100 black men in the hive. We was not getting freaky.
Okay.
There was no freaks in the building. No wow. Now, that disappointed me a little bit. You know, I would have preferred some freaks to be here, but it's okay. Sometimes you got to be around your partners.
Right.
So we had 100 black men. That was a great event. But I also had black men buy houses. All right. I had invited these two gentlemen to black men buy houses and potentially had rigged a situation for them to get something of value. Okay. These brothers didn't show up.
I love my son.
I love my daughter. Mackenzie, I love you, baby.
The person comes to me and says, hey, I thought you had a winner for this event. And I said, they're being bad dads right now. Because what a better dad would have done is got his dad a house. What are y'all doing? Who cares about basketball? That nigga's not making it to the league. Get him a house. Get him some equity. What are y'all doing right now? Like, that's what should have happened. No. Like, a real father would have got his son into a crib. No, so explain bullshit. Yourself in front of this crowd. Why are you not trying to have your kids set up for success?
Damn, my nigga said equity.
Man.
So what are you doing?
That's tough, bro. Hey, yeah, man. We wrong, Silk. Let's just admit it. We wrong. Yeah.
I think y'all were unreasonable.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know, man. Y'all don't know my daughter, man. She would have held that over my head for years.
In a new house, though.
That's true.
With nice finishing.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Granite.
Damn.
I know right now you are not on granite. I know it. I know right now you on vinyl.
We got a nice backsplash.
That's your fault. You could have had a backyard. What's better, a backyard or a backsplash? I'm offended by y'all right now. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
if I set up the play, you should have showed up.
Damn.
And I can't tell people the amount. Because the city of Houston would be mad at me right now.
That was beautiful.
But y'all could have busted it down.
Hey,
now I'm going
to
have to keep
whoever
it.
Was, man.
No, I'm going to keep it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my money, you know? So, but other than that, hold on. Did our guest make it? Okay, all right. We killing a little time because we was waiting on a guest. But I do have a topic I want to bring up.
Okay, let's do it.
And this relates to Rock's topic that she brought up.
Okay.
Do y'all really believe in submission? And the reason why I say that is because the way the economy is set up right now, I don't need you to submit. I need you to go out and get some paper. So do you believe in submission?
That's a part of submission, though.
Well, how?
Because you are expressing something that you need from your wife. She submits to your plan and does it. Is that not submission? That's a version of it.
Yeah.
It ain't all of. I don't think it's all about just taking care of the home and making sure I'm comfortable and all of that. Like, if I'm putting you on to a play, like, I need you to do this for us to be okay. And she does that. Yeah. That's my type of teammate.
What you think, brother?
I like to take things easy, man.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does submission mean to you?
This is going to bust it open, man.
What?
Yeah, submission is going to give it to me. We ain't got time to play around.
Ass.
Nah, let's get to the point, man. Are we going to have sex or not, man? Nah, for real. Y'all bullshitting on the phone. This,
bro.
Doing all this. Hey, man, is you dropping your drawers or you ain't, man?
You can't be this horny, bro.
I'm pretty horny. Like I
like to get straight to it, folks. All that bullshit and fluff, man. Cause come on, man. That's my type of submission.
So you like missionary.
Submissionary is crazy.
That's what you like.
He likes submissionary.
Like, because then I was hearing what y'all was talking about again. This is a little we shot the pod in reverse. So they'll get a little chance to see some of the magic. And I would never want a woman to kneel in front of me.
Yeah.
I would feel bad about her. I would say, I would tell her, yo, I'm going to do some bad things. Do not kneel.
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm going to be kneeling to forgiveness here in a little bit. I'm going to mess up. Like, why are you doing this?
And that's the part that I was talking about. It requires both people to play their part. So if she's going to submit to you, you have to be on the right path.
That's unreasonable.
What you got to do.
That's unreasonable.
For her and your family.
You can't expect me to be on the right path.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, that's unreasonable. Right? Like, I don't agree with that part of it.
Yeah,
women
got to understand that men, we're dumb. And we're going to do something dumb. It's going to happen. Don't know why. I think it's just in.
I know why.
I mean,
I know why I'm doing something dumb.
They have to understand we're going to do something dumb. It's going to happen. Like,
you can avoid the dumb shit, though.
How?
Everything
Mr.
dumb
Perfect?
That I've ever did. No, I'm not. I'm not saying that I made the right choice.
Okay.
But there's a choice to be made at every turn.
I mean, you wore slacks in here today. So clearly, you are here to be a great representative of black men. So I need to know, how are you avoiding the mistakes?
Tito Jackson.
No, hold on. How are you avoiding the mistakes now?
Well, a lot of the time, you just keep yourself out of certain situations.
That's not possible. You're a DJ.
Though.
You're in all the situations.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, that's fair.
Okay, so then, how are you doing it? Get for the young brother that's watching this right now.
The young
they're
DJ.
They're the YN right now. He drinking Nyack. True, he at true. The crib. Yep. He like, man, I look up to Silk. He got green eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
He looked like Joe Budden's younger brother.
Yep.
He could hoop.
Yep.
He could DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get on them chicks. What would you encourage that young brother to do?
Does he have a woman already?
He's committed.
Oh, okay.
He loves her.
Then just stay committed.
That's not that easy.
It's not.
Then give him the tools.
Discipline.
What discipline?
Type of discipline?
Yeah, you're using a lot of five dollar words. Tell him what to do.
No, it's not.
You can't
simple.
Just say no. Sometimes it looks too
don't
good.
Don't do it.
No, that's unreasonable.
It's
not a reasonable answer.
85% of the women that we've ever encountered, we chased after.
No.
In some form. I don't know. 85% is strong.
That's strong.
Everybody's the Mac. Get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm just saying 85% is strong. Mac. I'm not saying we Mac.
Stop it. She may have shown interest first, but you pursued her in some way. Whether you invited her to dinner, whether you propositioned her, whatever the method was, you had to go after her in some way. Just don't fucking go after it.
But going after something is fun.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's where the thrill go in.
We're hunters. As men, we're hunters.
Hunt different shit.
Yeah. What you want me to hunt? We are.
We hunt money.
And when you get the money,
hoes and clothes.
When you get
the other 15%.
Look, I'm telling y'all right now, a comedian said this yesterday, and I agree.
Yeah.
The reason why the slaves got freed is because Harriet Tubman said there's some hoes in the North. So all the slaves said we going North. Like, I would have fought through any colonial person to get to the hoes in the North.
Because that's the only way men were following a woman back then. You had to say it was some hoes somewhere.
Maybe that's not a reasonable thing to say. That's not a reasonable.
Was Harriet Tubman a big woman or a small woman?
She had to be shapely.
According to the kind of reimagining.
Yeah,
she was thick.
I think Harriet Tubman was thick.
I believe Harriet.
Because I'm only
ass.
Following you if you thick.
She had ass.
Like, no, if you're not Damn. Thick, I'm not getting on the freedom train with you. I'm staying with the ones at the slave house.
Like, and they ain't had no drawers back then, huh?
Oh shit.
They had drawers, bro.
Oh no, they had slips. They had bloomers. Yeah, no, I ain't fucking with no bloomers.
Nah, I don't fuck with the bloomers.
Pull that shit up.
Yeah,
so look,
take that shit off, bro.
Harriet, take that shit off.
Yeah. Then I'll follow you underground.
You can't pull bloomers to the side.
So nah, you really can't. That's a wild thing. Bloomers is crazy. Bro, Victorian pussy had to be crazy, bro. Victorian pussy was crazy. Like, what did they wash up with after? They was dirty, bro.
Victorian pussy was dirty.
Yo, that is crazy. Could you imagine knocking something down in the 1600s?
I mean, hell yeah. Nigga got to get to it. Nigga's horny in the 1600s.
Take his chain metal off.
Right, yeah. Hey, I got chain metal tattooed on my body. I really do. Like,
man is a barbarian.
Yeah.
Like, horny in the 1600s
is crazy.
Different.
You had to really
what
be
What period
horny.
Would you... I don't want to be horny and prehistoric with the dinosaurs watching you smash.
Yeah, no.
Yo. Humans are wild, bro. We've been smashing since dinosaurs was chasing us. Niggas still wanted to smash something. You know how horny you gotta be to keep existence going when dinosaurs is eating your partner? That's crazy, bro.
Nah, niggas.
Think
horny.
About that. Think about how horny you are.
Niggas is horny, bro. That's a fact.
There's people, there at least all the men in here right now are horny. Every man in here right now is horny. Look, they clapping. You know what I'm saying? And the women are like, why do we deal with y'all? Like, why do women deal with us?
We're great.
They ain't got no choice.
They do. Oh, shit. Are the women as horny as men?
Yes.
Would I think woman, they contain it
would
more.
Would a woman like to get on the panel right now and tell us how horny you are? Because I think that matters.
HR?
Like,
I mean,
HR? H, who, I'm the HR. What you mean? I'm HR. What are you talking about?
You're in trouble.
Because there's something wrong with society, bro.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a woman being just as horny. There's nothing wrong with that.
It, yes, it is, bro.
I prefer that.
I prefer you not to.
I want to say, stop, bitch. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
It's impossible for a woman to be that horny, bro. Like, that's actually kind of sad. Here, nah, that's sad, man. If you're as horny as me as a woman, I don't need you.
Damn.
CB Kyle, you going to PLP. Come on, LP.
Yeah, bro. I ain't got it in me. I'm a middle-aged man, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm barely getting by most days.
Nah, I'm hornier that I'm older.
Bro, if I eat too many French if I eat too many French fries, I might need to be tapped out for the night. Like, I can't even do what I want to do.
That's your diet.
My diet is incredible.
Eat some ginseng or something.
First off, I'm on lion's mane. So relax. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that sounds like a dick pill.
Yeah, I'm on a mushroom diet right now. Lion's so y'all mane playing.
Sound
me.
Like a dick pill.
I'm eating mushrooms. So why y'all playing?
What's going on, y'all? We are back with another round of Shots Fire with yours truly, Armory.official. Now, you know, during this segment, you don't know what could take place. Shots may be fire. People may be put in a place. I may be put in my place.
Why you look at me?
You know, you're the only one that's up here. So you just never know. But this is a place where we listen and we don't judge. But before I dive into today's topic, you know, let's play this first clip.
I've noticed in life is that men are taught to understand women, mm-hmm. raised from childhood, but women don't understand men.
Ooh, expound on that, OG.
Well, when we have problems, I think most women don't care. I think that when we express ourselves, women, some get it, some don't. Mm-hmm. Some women are petty and argument. Guys are buying flowers for women. For a female, he don't even know why she mad. He just, mm-hmm. she mad. Then he go about these flowers where he's trying to cater to her emotions to make her better. And I don't even know why she mad. And these things are very complicated to me.
That's
interesting.
The main thing that really stood out to me was in the very beginning when he said that men are taught to understand women and women just don't understand men. And so I just started to kind of like just reflect on like how I felt about it. And okay, now I'm only speaking for myself. I think I do a good job with understanding men, or just more so like the man that I'm with. Like, I'm very communicative. I ask questions. And even if I don't understand something, I try to be patient so that way he can break that down to me to help me understand where he's coming from. Because I feel like in any relationship, there has to be communication. You know what I'm saying? And if there's no communication, how can we even thrive together? And so another thing I was thinking about, I know he mentioned men are taught to understand women. I don't want to say I'm indifferent, because I think it's predicated upon who is actually raising that man. Because, you know, sometimes you may not have somebody pouring into that man and teaching them, like, okay, this is how you cultivate a woman, or this is how you show up in different areas. And so I think it just is depending on who is raising that child. And the same goes for women too. You know, like, sometimes, you know, we need help with certain things, and, you know, we can become emotional. But I also think, like, for me, like, I can speak on, like, my father. He taught me a lot about men and how to understand things in different magnitudes. So I think it's just like predicated based upon who is raising you. And I don't know, what do you think? Because I know you're a father and you've been married before, and, you know, you're giving another round with something. So I'm curious, like, how do you feel about that?
I think he misspoke. I think when he said men are taught to understand women, mm-hmm. I was never taught to understand women. I was always taught to cater to women. Mm. And that comes from being raised by a woman. So you almost, it's almost like a projection of what you want for yourself as a mother and from a partner. So you teach your son those things, right? But where I think little girls don't get mm-hmm. is that reciprocity piece for men. Mm. You don't really you don't really see a lot of young girls being taught how to treat a man. You don't really see that.
That's very, very, very deep.
But we are always taught how to treat a woman. To this day, I get PTSD if I forget to open a door.
I was just about to ask, is chivalry dead or not?
Because Gail was going to slap me in the back of the head if I didn't.
Not slapping the back
of the head. I wish I would walk in the door before my mama. Right? So you learn those things, right? I know my household, I did things for my mother that my friends weren't doing for their mom. Like I was ironing clothes before for work the next day. Packing lunches, cooking meals, shit like that. So you get taught that, especially if you're raised by a woman. But like you said, who taught you how to treat a man? Who taught you?
Oh, my dad.
Your dad. Absolutely. So if women don't have that male figure, and I think we're that last generation of Black kids whose fathers were missing, because as the years went on, you see more and more and more and more fathers fathering their children. So that narrative is kind of dead now. But I think we're kind of the last of that, where we were brought up by women.
I was just getting ready to say, shout out to my mom. She's in the back, because hey, I don't want to.
Shout out to your mama. Shout out to my mom. This beautiful, beautiful table piece. She bought that for us today. This is lovely.
Yes, yes. So, but I also wanted to recognize my mom in this instance too, because she's given me game on things that she's learned in her lifetime as well, on even how to show up as a woman and be there for my man in different things. So it wasn't all just coming from my father, but wait, gems that she was dropping with me. So, and what's up?
I just fear that part is what we're losing.
What, the moms breaking into the woman?
Not even that, because you still get mothers who give advice to their daughters. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But the receiving of the message doesn't happen all the time, because you're so flooded with all of these other messages. Fuck these niggas. They can't do shit for you. You supposed to be independent. You supposed to take care of yourself. And none of that is true.
Ooh,
on both sides.
You are right on point, because I'm curious if that root right there is the root of why women struggle to be submissive to their husband in different magnitudes. Mm-hmm. And so before I even unpack that, especially because you're right on track, let's check out this next clip, if you don't mind.
I will become that woman that builds
the home.
Stop
the fucking tape right now. Stop it. Wait. Hold on, man.
I knew it.
Y'all got to prep me for shit like that.
I knew it. That's why I ain't sitting in the group chat. We want real authentic responses. Bro. So here we go. Play the clip.
It got the nerve to have a Bible verse. The home as I follow. Okay, let's hear what she has to say.
Was that it? Oh, go ahead.
I will become that woman that builds the home as I follow you, as you follow Christ. That is the only thing that we will do in our household. And I promise and I vow that in heaven they hear. On earth, I declare and decree, I shall be a submissive wife unto you as we continue to do this work of God. Because to us, you know, this is beyond just love. This is about God. This is about kingdom. This is about our duty, reflecting to the world what true marriage, what God really intends for marriage to be. I honor you, Miles. And I love you.
Rock. Yo, D done dropped the whole.
Wait a minute.
She done dropped the laptop, all that.
Now I know about 65 to 75% of women are not comfortable with that. So I'm gonna ask y'all, because we have a full. what do y'all think? Like, how y'all feel?
What? Blasphemy. Wait. Okay, so wait. I just want the viewing audience to understand what you were saying. So you said that the
man is supposed to love the woman like God loves the church.
Right.
Right. The church is not built to a man. Hello. Hi. Okay. I said the man is to love the woman like God loved the church. Okay. The church is not to kneel to a man. The church is to be cultivated so that it is worth, you know, a man living his life in service to. But no, that was blasphemy. Like, you were supposed to stand as equal. Like, even making it simple, the woman being the rib, you gonna eat your rib off the ground? Ma'am, get up.
Okay, now.
Get up.
Stand up.
Weak in the knees.
I got you. So it's the kneeling piece that you're upset with.
Yes.
Oh, that's a small thing to a giant, I think. But that's her choice at her wedding. Indeed. For her husband. So that may be what she was taught. And I don't think anything is wrong with the way she was taught. And I think that kneeling thing was probably just a choice for dramatic effect. I don't know that lady. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. Now, it did catch me off guard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what she was saying was absolutely correct. Now, the other part of that is, what did he say? And then how is he? It ain't even about kneeling back. It's just about, you said, men are supposed to love women like God loves the church, right?
Yeah.
And the church is supposed to do what for God? Submit. And that's all she was talking about, was submitting.
Yeah, and I know this may ruffle some feathers, but as I was like evolving in things of that nature as a woman, I was starting to study like different cultures and how wives show up for their husbands. That is how they show up. They kneel in front of them. And I was just... And so I was just interested. It was interesting when I saw that video. And so I wanted to just like bring that to the table, because I think that there is power in submission, you know, especially coming from a woman. And first, the key thing is submitting to your husband. I think there has to be a checks and balance that has to go in place before, you know, because people out here just submitting to whoever they feel like they need to be submitted to. And I think that is also an error too. You have to understand who your husband is submitting himself to. You know what I'm saying? Is he submitting himself to the same God that you proclaim to submit to? Are y'all both equally yoked? So I think those are like very important, very important factors. And I wouldn't have a problem being a submissive wife. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, there is power in submission. And just like someone told me, two people can't be driving a car, or two people can't be steering a ship. Y'all gonna crash. Exactly. Y'all are gonna crash. And so I just think that it's interesting to see the dynamics of how people have shifted their, I guess, ideologies in a sense. And I think now a lot of women have taken on a lot of like masculinity traits, and that is causing the riffraff of just submitting to one another. You know, there has to be equal balance and stuff. So
women can't have man pride.
That's that masculinity traits coming out.
The pride factor is where we get lost, because men, we get lost in our pride. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our trait, is to be prideful and protective and all of that. So when a woman is prideful like that, I think it can get in the way of submission, because all of y'all's faces balled up when she took a knee in front of her husband and expressed her love and dedication to him. That ain't that bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, just to put me, the carpet.
To me, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Because if he turned around and did the exact same thing, then what?
Can I add?
Now, what conversation are we having if he did the same thing right after she did that?
I just want to add, I'm not against submission.
I'm not talking about
against
that.
Against the antics, yeah. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get the antics piece.
Down. Yeah. Phil got the mic. You must want to say something.
I'm drunk.
Oh, he done fired too many shots.
Oh, hello. I'm cracking up. Okay. Well, before we get into this last round, is there anything else that you want to share?
About that?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm cool.
Okay.
Let me share something.
Come on, Dr. Phil.
It's a beautiful thing when a woman drops down on her knees.
You know what? I'm
gonna keep it real though. Let's keep it real. None of the men had a problem with it. If the man dropped down on, you say you equally yoked, right? So if the man dropped down on his knees with We would not have been in here frowned up. Would you have been mad if he dropped down on his knees before his wife?
He did that when he proposed.
Mm. There you go. Mm. So come on, R. Marie Official.
Nobody has a problem when a man drops down to his knee and asks for your hand in marriage and tells you how much he loves you, how much you've done for him, how much you mean to him.
Nah, I feel you.
Nobody has a problem with that. But the moment she did that, it was like, oh, hell no.
But no, that's why
it even caught me off guard.
You know, facts. But that's why I was saying, like, as I just learn in different cultures, like, it may not be popular for everybody, but I can see myself.
She had an accent.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind if it's for the right man and my husband. I can see myself just making sure you have a pillow or something like that, because it's just a form of that. But I know that may be an unpopular opinion, but to each his own.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
So.
No, those are good, right? I like them.
Okay, so the last one.
Oh, we got another one?
We got another round. Just real quick. Giving you this scenario. If you were out and about and you seen your ex.
Talk about yesterday, nigga.
I'm hollering. And you had to give her a one-liner. What would it be? And I'll share mine after yours.
Be safe out here.
Okay.
Be safe.
Mine would be, you still out here making fake IDs and you still scamming.
And that was shots fired.
We've already set this up one other time, but we do have our guest here. Now, Phil and I and Silk were killing time. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about women submitting before our brother came on. We are not going to get into that with him because we got better things to discuss now. Brother Phil, do you mind introducing our guest, please?
Man, it's the most shit-talking this nigga you ever run across. But the thing is, he been like this since a youngster. So it's like...
Man, get to this pop-up shit. I want to see what type of bullshit he on today. I'm telling me and bullshit fucking around today too.
We have my bro Lynn here, man.
Tell me you know what all type of bullshit.
Yeah. But Lynn, good to see you again,
good
dog.
To be seen.
Yes, sir.
So still to this day, our most viewed episode was at the turkey leg hunt.
Yeah.
So our brother Lynn put us on. He also put us on. Can we put a picture on the screen with him and our brother Kevin Hart? Actually, on this same timeline, we was with Lynn at Grand Coromino's launch event at Turkey Leg Hunt back in the day. Lynn put us on. You did that. What you mean? You took the picture.
Nigga.
You took the picture.
Everything.
You took the picture. You on. Yo. So how you doing, brother? How you been? Let's go back to the wild. How you been, brother?
This nigga.
Go ahead. How you been?
Can't wait till you have a basketball game. And I swear to God, if we got a screen and I'm going back to all them old pictures. You
got. Nah, it's cool. I'm good.
I've been good, contrary.
But you got to stay on the mic, though. We're like, please. So we can get good audio.
All in my mouth.
Look, brother, we are just trying to get a professional podcast going today. Nah, but how you been though, brother? For real.
Working like a Mexican. You know what I do.
We do know what you do. So you have rebranded now to the Oyster Hut. Get a little people a background on how that came about, and then we're gonna jump into a few things.
Just tell me
how
many elephants we gonna visit today.
Oh, we gonna get them all. We gonna get them all.
Visit some. How many elephants in the goddamn room?
At least six. At least six.
No, I see three. Certain ones I ain't fucking with.
We gonna get there though. We gonna get there.
Oh, hey, gorilla.
So tell us about that. How did this come about, brother?
The oysters.
Yeah.
Oh well, after being fired. Yeah.
Who were you fired by?
My business. But we'll get into that later. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So what happens is we go down to New Orleans just to get away. You know, some of my people say, Lynn, let's get it. We take the Sprinter down there. We go down there for a weekend. Mm-hmm. It's like you seeing somebody that can hoop.
Yeah.
What you going to do? You going to recruit them.
Yep. Facts.
Especially if you're playing for the wrong team. Mm-hmm. He was up under a bridge. Make a long story short, you've already heard the controversy behind it. Brought him in, moved him in. Nigga, let's go.
Yeah.
Within a week's time, ooh, 20, 30,000 we making off oysters. Honestly. Turn it down, volume man. You ain't done your check. Oh, that's you. Okay, thank you. It's even worse. So
you the worst brother, bro. Like
yeah, nigga, you right here and you don't see
yeah, you are I'm doing it. Go talk. What you doing?
So saying to say all that brought him in. Him and his wife.
Yeah.
Nothing against him.
Yeah.
What happened is my work conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, some people get comfortable after you make a certain amount of money and then you go back to your city. So that was the only problem. You left me hanging for 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, what the? We humping, you know, I'm humping 17 hours a day, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm going through all this. So in my mind, this is my outlet to, okay, let's go. Yeah. I'm finna take you with me. I don't need you, but I'm finna take you with me. You know what I'm saying? Right. In the midst of that, you had 500 followers when I met you. You know, I'm not going to say the Orchards, they've been around for a long time. Did he help me out and give me? Yeah, but I took yours and flipped them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like somebody taking my turkey leaves. I can be mad if they doing them in Vegas, L.A. Nigga, I don't give a damn about that none of shit.
Yeah.
You know, we broke bread. I moved you in my house. You know what I'm saying? A nigga from New Orleans. You know, I said what I said. And he's telling my man, that's what he do. No, that ain't what I do. Nigga. You say Papa Do's, you say Captain Benny's.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it, and that's what happened. We didn't fall out behind that. We fell out because I'm not going to wait on somebody to go to work.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I wasn't even asking about the controversy.
Yeah. What were you asking about then?
About how you transitioned into oysters
that's
from turkey
legs. That's the story. That's the story. Okay, you so heard it about came, it, you read about it, you like to come in.
So it came from controversy. I just thought that you...
You know,
came,
we...
Yeah, I know the story.
I didn't even know all that detail. Yeah. Just being real, I did not. So you gave me something new today that I didn't know. Were you aware of that?
I was aware.
Okay, so I wasn't even aware.
What rock you been under?
Bro, I be busy, bro. You know where I'm at.
I know.
You know where I'm at. So
let me ask Lynn this. Lynn, how do you deal with like controversy and shit that's being said about you that you know is not true? Like, I mean, how do you deal with this?
It's normality now. You know, it's. I always say you can't take this shit to the bank.
Yeah.
You can't try putting feelings in your goddamn gas tank and see what happens. Give me $20 worth of feelings in my gas tank.
Yeah.
Nigga, please.
Yeah.
I got mortgage, not rent. I don't give a fuck what a nigga say.
Facts.
I know I go home very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. Yeah. My children still comfortable. My family still comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people talk. Shit, I deal with it in the streets. This shit legit now.
Yeah.
That's why I go hand for hand with them niggas. I'm going to go right back with you.
I see you. I love that you engage back.
You do
with
engage.
People. Yeah, it's legit. This ain't nothing I've done wrong for so long. This shit legit now. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? And half of the people ain't got a pot to piss in the window throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? I'm tongue wrestling with some motherfuckers that's living with their mama.
you definitely
using their mama Wi-Fi.
With people. You do engage back with people, and I always get a good laugh because you willing to go where other people won't go online.
This is my brand. You have to understand it. You know, I always say, I'm gonna die behind my brand, and a lot of people say it, but I mean it. I'm gonna go to jail over my brand. I mean it. I'm gonna fight harder than a motherfucker over my brand because I built it, and that was the only thing that kind of messed me up emotionally was what happened when you build with somebody. You like, nigga, you already, she knows how far I'm gonna go behind my brand. I didn't fought with my brand in the club. You know, people playing. Yeah. And it's serious, you know. I said blood, sweat, and tears with this. I sat in the penitentiary and, you know, came home with a plot. This is what I do. So now for it to be like this is like, that's what I was telling him about the Orchards. Nigga, if it's your brand, nigga, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. As long as the person's making the money, who gives a fuck about the name?
Yeah, I think some people get too emotionally tied to the name
and
the name who started what. But the name, that's what I was about to say.
Man.
The name ain't green.
Mm-mm.
That don't matter.
You know how many solid investors sit back and make millions?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Every day.
But the nigga want to be, man, I don't give a fuck long as I'm getting that check.
Yeah.
That's what sometimes happens with a lot of brands. People don't know how to sit back. They want the nigga get the money. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the check. Fuck all the other shit.
See, you the ultimate hustler though, man. Like, ain't too many like a hustler at your level. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see something, you gonna go in. You gonna go hard about it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, it's too risky for them. Like, you will see something that's gold, you gonna take over that shit, you gonna run that shit.
But the flip side to that is, like, you said, how do I deal with all the controversy? I always say success kills all negativity.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat back and told my side. That was the first time I had done that. The thing over, that was my first
interview.
Yeah, and I ain't go too, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't want to give him too many views.
Yeah.
I give y'all more views I give him. What I tell y'all about your last, say this would be the most. I know how to build.
We couldn't get no money off the motherfucker.
Because all the drinking and cussing, YouTube said strike.
I said strike.
But YouTube was
I knew what I was doing.
Oh, you took our money now? All right, look. After this, me and Lee got to set up a boxing ring.
No, I didn't. It's the reason why you asked me without drinking, no?
No, facts.
All right, now we do got a video we want to play. Yep. You commented it on already on how you handle your staff. Can we put this on the screen real quick?
Yeah.
Because we found this kind of funny.
Turn your phone in as soon as you hit that door. I'm not going to tell y'all. As soon as you hit that door, turn your phone in. Why? Because you're on my car keys. I'm telling y'all from this point on, it ain't about catching y'all at home. If I catch you after 9 with your phone, you're fired. And take it for what it is. And I'm going to take what comes with it. Because I'm telling you what it is. So I'm telling you, from the door on, if you get that tap from one of the managers, I'm not going to let you fired. Back in the morning.
Now, I respect that.
Me too.
To just being real.
That's real.
Now, what did you feel when you saw the blowback from that video?
I don't give a fuck. No, you gotta understand my attitude is my attitude. How I run my ship is how I run my ship. I didn't bring my ship down.
Yeah.
My ship ran for 8 years and did millions.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my ship down.
Yeah.
I just got off the ship and the ship went down by itself. But my ship went around the world, if you understand that analogy.
Nah,
I had 175 staff. Mm. You know how many personalities it is?
Yeah.
You know, 175 staff.
Yeah.
90,000 a week.
Yeah.
You try dealing with that many people. That many females, that many niggas, that many. Nigga, them niggas used to be in there fighting each other.
No doubt.
You imagine that somebody's trying to close a $450 tab and they on their phone in the bathroom arguing with their boyfriend.
Yeah, I think that's rules to getting fired.
Yeah, but or you on your Apple Watch while you're at the phone. Hey, how can I help you? Hold on. You don't get that at no steakhouse. You don't do that. You don't do it. Tell me you wouldn't do it at Johnny Robbins. Don't do it to me. My numbers are for real.
So did you feel like they were disrespecting what you had built?
If I tell you once.
Okay.
Hey, don't use a phone.
Yeah.
Goddamn. If it's an emergency, come on home. I'm one of them niggas. Keep it real with you. Me and my baby say, okay, I got you. Certain people, I slide their phone to them. But there's certain niggas in there that still trapping. Yeah, still selling weed and selling turkey legs at the same time on my clock.
That's a wild life.
Selling weed
and turkey legs is a wild life.
Most of them college students. They're still trapping. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And I can see right through. You said they run into the parking lot. There's certain things I can see. The only thing that bans me is wind. I say it all the time. So you're not going to lie to me, even when I used to tell my staff to turn their phone in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So I got hip. Call your phone. The phone vibrating on you gave me a dummy phone. So now you think I'm a stupid dummy.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired. You playing. That was the type of games I used to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how many walk tabs we used to get because they couldn't find a waiter?
You had told me that one day
walk
when tabs, I was...
Walk tabs, we talking about literally
$2,000.
$3,000 a day.
That's what you told me.
That's how to be with $2,000 a day.
Because they ain't cover the table?
No, because they couldn't find a waiter.
Waiter to pay for it.
Yeah, they couldn't pay for their food, bro. And after a while, you get annoyed. Man, goddamn, let me go.
Yeah.
And if it's some real niggas that, man, fuck this shit, let's go.
Yep.
Because I would do it after a while. It's like, I'm not finna beg somebody to
pay him.
Yeah, man. And that's the problem that we had a lot of times. Damn. Man, people be, you bring your attitude to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say this in the morning. However you wake up is how your day gonna go. That's what I always say. Open your eyes, say a prayer, be positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake up angry, your day gonna be angry. Mm-hmm. And it's for real. I say it all the time. So that analogy is a lot of people, if you're a nigga that made you mad at work, mm-hmm. now that attitude is gonna go into the customer.
That's a fact.
Your attitude is your gratitude. Mm-hmm. So watch this. You can't get on your phone and look at your phone and your nigga say, I'm fuck you. And he block you. Now you're not even concentrating on the customer no more. You're concentrating on your nigga. Because he got your car. You don't know if he's going to pick you up from work.
Oh, it's baby boy. It's baby boy now. That's real. That's real. That's real.
You get off. You out there with your apron and your tip money looking for this nigga.
Nah, that's real.
Now I got to Uber you. Now you may not even come to work the next day because y'all done got into an argument. Somebody went to jail. Domestic. And I've already been through all that. So now when you come to work, you need no distractions.
See, people don't understand the headache.
It's a headache, bro.
Yeah.
That video right there was like, nigga. That was the aftermath after me telling them.
So that was the tipping point. Like, yeah, he was done with
it. We ain't got 2-3 DMs.
Yeah.
Man, the food is great, but I'm tired of the food saving you.
Yeah.
My food ain't finna keep saving me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that it's good. It can save me in certain instances. Okay, nigga, wait an hour and then the food come. Oh, thank you. That excludes a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. But if you have a whack ass server, nigga, you ain't coming back to that restaurant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So people don't understand this. It's the little things that build up to the big things. That right there, man, I don't give a fuck, nigga. All publicity is good publicity. Nigga, bring that shit on, nigga. Mm-hmm. My sales went up after that. You know why? I weeded out the nigga shit. It weeded out the bullshit. It got the real people in. My DMs went crazy for consulting.
I remember Lynn said the first interview, any publicity?
It's good publicity.
You can't pay for the Chronicle. You can't pay for Spiritual World. You can't. You can, but that shit expensive. Mm-hmm. When that shit go viral, here we go. Let me line this shit up. Let me run another oyster this week.
Now, do you think oysters will be as big as what you did with turkey legs?
It's already there, number wise.
Okay. Okay.
I had 5.9 million people come to my page in 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
And from a restaurant, we know right now you're kind of still getting things where you want it to be. What's your plan? Do you want a full brick and mortar? What's your thoughts?
I own the land over there. So full brick and mortar, to a certain extent, you have to understand is like, I'm saying to say this question. So I'll show you something. You laugh. So one of this lady says she does everything for, all the printing for Papado's, the menus and all that. She said, man, you making everybody change their menus up.
They add oysters to the menu? I'm trying to find it. That's pretty crazy.
It's crazy that yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you have an impact, you have impact. And it has nothing to do with, it's how, who's pushing it. I find that too long. It's who's pushing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people probably didn't want to start this to y'all did this shit.
We may have heard that.
We know that.
We may have heard that a time or two.
Look how many people were trying to do it. But I always say, often imitated, never duplicated. You know what's for you is for you. I always say, if God got a plan for you, got a plan for you. If it's yours, it's yours. Mm-hmm. That's why when I got fired, I ain't worried about that. Nigga, I can go sell turkey legs in a goddamn gas station. I ain't fucked up about it. I can go in that parking lot and have a block party. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about that. I mean, no overhead. I always think about no overhead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anywhere I go, I'm not worried about that. I was never, it was emotional. I wasn't fucked up financially. I was fucked up emotionally. You know what I'm saying? So to think, nigga, I done built this motherfucking, damn, there we are. Shit.
Did that emotion drive you to go harder?
Yeah, but I was still numb.
Yeah.
I know how to hustle. I know how to make a lot of money. Yeah. I don't know how to do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? But after a while, I'm human. Mm-hmm. I always say, what happens when a spotter needs to be spotted? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nigga, I need help.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm still taking care of this, taking care of that, taking my mama, taking care of family. So my family's hurting. Everybody hurting. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Nigga, stop calling. I'm all right. Yeah. Y'all making it worse.
Yeah.
God damn. Mm-hmm. And when people send that shit to my phone, nigga, I lost 3 friends. Nigga, stop sending me negative shit. Nigga, you think I don't see that shit? You sending me screenshots. Lynn, look, man, fuck you, Bach. Mm-hmm. No real nigga finna send you no shit about no negative shit.
We look out for it. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are protectors, you know? Yeah. You're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But when you send it, did you see this? Did you see it?
You are good for just cutting people off.
Yeah.
You are good for that.
I'm going to do something the devil never did to you. I'm going to leave you alone. Mm. You know what I'm
saying? And that's going to hurt more than anything.
Really is. It is. Especially for Lynn to cut you off. If Lynn go quiet on you, fucked. You used to the other side of it.
Yeah. Damn.
I leave that motherfucker on red. Certain people I want, I leave it on, turn red on their thing so they know.
So they know.
And know. Being very petty.
So, we're going to transition to hot seat.
Yeah, for sure.
This might be Phil's opportunity to be left on red. You know what I'm saying? He might have questions in here that get him left on red. So, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah. Everybody get a chance to let our brother get more comfortable. Lynn, first off, thank you for making it, brother. We appreciate
what
that.
The hell is
this? He got his questions.
Yeah, nigga, that's a lot of questions.
Some questions. He got some questions for you. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back to another segment of the hot seat. I got my dog, Lynn. Funny thing is, me and Lynn been knowing each other since 98, 99.
Man, get to this.
What is this? All right, so look.
Man. All right, Lynn. First question for you. Where do you get your resilience from?
Oh, my mom, single parent. My mom, I come to say that. She worked 3 jobs. Mm-hmm. My mom used to come in here at 5 in the morning and say, get up, nigga, you ain't pregnant.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's crazy.
Facts. Okay. Give me the best moment of your life and the worst moment of your life currently.
I've had a lot of moments. My children was born. Turkey League had opened. That took away, you know what I'm saying? I was in the streets for so long. So that was like winning a lottery, like, you know. But I'm still in position.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I can honestly say that coming home from prison, that was my, like, wow factor. Like, nigga, I ain't got to go back to the streets no more. I ain't got to hustle no more. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So then I had a strong wife. Regardless, she's still the mother of my children. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that was a blessing. We plan to have children. So my children are my world. You know what I'm saying? So, and the best, you say worst and best, what'd you say?
Best and worst.
Oh, the worst was within this last year, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I can do prison, I'll tell my brother, I do time all the time. I've been doing time all my life. But to do that Turkey Leg that shit, it was like, ugh.
Yeah, that was the worst moment.
Like, nigga.
Yeah.
I've been in the federal courtroom, state court. I mean, I haven't been in all them courtrooms. That shit ain't never affected me.
Yeah.
I know I can come home. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the time was. But when that shit hit, it was like, nigga.
Because it was day after day, huh?
Every day. Yeah. And you know, certain things, you know, it doesn't circulate. When you see a post, you're like, next week is going to be worse.
Yeah.
That's when I said, fuck, it's finna hit.
Damn.
When that mother was like 2 weeks, then you start seeing search, and then I start getting phone calls from important people. Some important political, we talking about high ranking, like, nigga, what's going on?
Damn.
Then I start getting the phone calls from some high actors. Man, what's going on? I'm like, nigga, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lost. I'm like, yo.
Damn.
You know, that shit hit me like a ton. You know what I'm saying? So then Pandora's box just start opening up everything. And the blogs are the worst. It's like, oh, Lord. You know, they lying, don't know nothing. They telling me shit I don't even know.
I believe you. Okay. So you talked about, you know, you did some time. Like, how did doing that time, like, change your whole mindset, though?
It didn't change my mindset. It took me away from my children. I always say you can make jail, Yale or hell. You know, I made it Yale. You know what I'm saying? Niggas in there trying to find plugs, like I told you, for niggas in the streets. I was in there writing books and shit, you know, and reading all that, you know what I'm saying? So I came on with everything, wrote a book in there, and then set everything out for Turkey League. Put everything into play within a month and a half, and it happened.
So since I know you, bro, you've been a shit talker. You've been doing this shit. Where did you get that confidence from, that bravado? Like, where did you get that from?
Niggas, like, you already know being in that lunchroom at Yates. You know what time it is. I mean, growing up in the hood, shit. Hang around niggas like George Floyd and all them type of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Keyhomes, nigga, that shit is. Nigga, they gonna talk about you. You gonna run. You gonna be a hoe. You gotta, even if you can't rank, you gotta rank.
Yep, you do.
It's part of, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you can't play basketball, you can't play basketball, but you gonna try.
That's fair.
I mean, it's all it comes with the life of growing up in the hood. I can honestly say, if you ain't grew up in the hood, I'm sorry. Yo, you know about no shit talking. I don't even want to talk to you.
Okay.
We rank different.
Nah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right. Does Lynn have a romantic side?
Very much so. My love language is, I was ranked by hard mama. She gave me everything. But her love language to me was different. And my love language is different. Mine is materialistic. Don't get me wrong. You know, I buy. And that was one thing in my marriage that, you know, after a while, it couldn't work no more. You bought everything.
Facts.
$1 million rings, houses, 80-some cars, you know, all that shit. After a while, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Am I an emotional person? Yeah, I'm a Capricorn.
At least you own it.
But my upbringing
it's
made me a little harder than what I was supposed to. You know, that's when my children, they're my soft spots.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I can talk to them. And they ain't gonna judge me. You know, my son, you know, he grabs my collarbone at night. It's a different feeling that, you know, like.
Right.
If he ain't grab my collarbone, he ain't rocking with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people see, on
social media
and all that. But you gotta understand, I give a nigga, you know, my shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As my female, I'm very protective. Not in the aspect of what the Instagram thinks, but when I was married, I ain't had no friends. That's all I had. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no niggas around me. I don't take no boys. What the fuck am I going to take a boys trip for when I'm married? what the fuck is on a boy's trip? No, I'm just saying that. No, that's my role, dog.
No, for
sure. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that's married or in a relationship has to understand that. You get everything out of that one person right there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? She knows your end. She can finish your sentences.
Yeah.
And it was with her like that. You know what I'm saying? And anybody else I get with it has to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, they say yin and yang. Nigga, you got to know my thoughts before I even say it. Man, stop. Mm-mm, don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, don't do it, nigga.
Yeah.
You got to know I want that sandwich before I even walk into the house. Mm-hmm. You got to know what I want. I ain't got to ask you what's wrong with you.
So this shit just brought up another question. I just brought this shit in my head. What's your advice about marriage? How beautiful is it?
I love it. I get married again.
Yeah.
I get married again. What's that? There ain't nothing in these streets. I've been in the streets a long time. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Nothing out there. And then with some dog, Julio, some hookah, and some goddamn domino.
That's true. That's all that is.
And it's the same motherfuckers out there looking for love. Mm-hmm. And it's the same women, same men. You see them in the same club.
Yeah. It's like school.
Yeah, that shit's like, mm-hmm. Damn, dog. You know what I'm saying? So you can't build nothing out here. I did. I've been out here playing for a little while. I'm like, ooh, nigga.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, shit, it's. It ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't even fun.
Yeah.
It's
lies. Nah, facts. All right. So tell me about one time that you seen something or read something. And you was like, man, what the fuck is this? This didn't happen. Like.
Where they lied and said, I put my hands on my wife.
Mm. No, sir.
So sometimes women hit men.
Yeah, that's true. I've been hit. Shit.
Sometimes then people lie and say stuff that ain't true about them.
Yeah.
I hit niggas. I don't fuck with women.
Right.
Not at all. You know what I'm saying? So that was a, he beat. Mm-mm. Nah, he ain't said that long getting beat. 10 years.
Yeah.
And my wife is far from a punk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, her hands gorillas. No, so, people. Certain people write articles for certain people to make it look good.
Mm.
Certain publicists and all that. You know what I'm talking about? To make me look like I'm a gorilla. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the crazy thing is that my mama found out that I know you. Like, we went to school together, right? And her thing was, is he mean? I'm like, nah. The nigga actually not mean at all. You just look like the down south Suge Knight. But you feel me? But my nigga has always been cool, like in a real way. Yeah, nah, for real, nah. He always
been
cool.
I tell people all the time, and this is stuff that people used to my publicist because we ain't posting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
How many funerals? How many staff members we paid for?
Yeah,
college. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So many times, man. Right out your $5,000. Right up, grandma new car $10,000.
Yeah.
How many cars I done gave away? The staff, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go to the auction. 7,000, 8,000. You know, I used to walk around with that shit in my backpack. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Christmas, 20,000 we give away to families. You know what I'm saying? There's CUNY homes every.
Right.
Every goddamn Thanksgiving, Christmas. People don't know when that shit happened. Every Wednesday, we would go down there in Louisiana and feed them people and give water every Wednesday for 2 years straight. I didn't miss.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, we came out of our pocket with that shit. We was almost 70,000 in the hole doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, how you get this hustling spirit? Like, you get after it, bro.
You gotta go get it. That's why when niggas be sleeping at 12 o'clock, nigga, what are you doing? The day is over by then. When I call certain niggas' phone, man, about blocked again.
Yeah.
If I hear sleep in your voice at 12, you can't even talk. You know, I wake up at 5, go feed them horses, go do this, da, da, and my day starts. By the end of 1 o'clock, your day should be over with.
Because
there's certain things you got to get done and be done by the end of the day.
Yeah.
2 o'clock at the latest. Ain't no day going to 6 o'clock because you got everything done in that morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's a businessman, their meetings, their Zooms are starting at 5:36. 6 o'clock at the latest. I'm telling you.
Thanks.
Because if you're on New York time, LA, everybody's, we linked up.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody starting no goddamn Zoom at no 10 o'clock. Yeah. He's going into another meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really got 3-4 meetings going on, the itinerary is lined up. You know what I'm saying? I done had 6 Zooms by the time it's 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So, and certain people, your time is calculated by what they have going on if they're important. I'm getting off your plane lane. I got a 10-minute gap.
Yeah.
Boom. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just had a very important phone call. He had an 8-minute window and he was on the timer just like y'all. Boom. Man, I got to go.
Yeah.
And that was it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Your car collection. You're known for your car collection. Amazing car collection. Give me your favorite. I need your top three favorite vehicles.
I get that question all the time.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't have a favorite. It depends what the weather look like. Mm. And I always say that. It depends what the weather look like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I always say that it depends. Me and her used to ride. You know what I'm saying? And now, whoever I ride with, I say, it depends what she got on.
Mm.
If she got a scarf on, we going to get in something sexy. If it's cold, this, that. If the weather's pretty, I always pick it by what she got on.
So you base it off the weather. I like
that. And what she got on.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so speaking of your hustling ability, right, do you listen to a certain type of music that may get you in that mode?
Yeah, I listen to everything. Adele, this, that, depending what's on. You know what I'm saying? I listen to it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My playlist is, shit, I'm jamming this bad mother.
What you listening to right now?
Bad motherfucker right there.
Okay, two more. I got you. Is it somebody new or old, dog? Come on. Yeah. Let's see what that is. Sound like Lil Rick. You smooth with it, bro. I didn't know that.
I listen to that shit all while I'm taking showers and shit.
Music
is, you know, it gets you through a lot of shit.
Soundtrack.
But then sometimes that music come on and be like, man, turn that shit off.
No, for sure.
I want to hear that shit.
Too right relatable? Now. Fuck
man,
that.
Man, that first 6-7 months, boy, some shit come. Man, turn that shit off. Shit, that Usher song. Man, turn that shit off.
Nigga don't want to hear that shit.
I got 100. Turn that shit off.
You paying the DJ?
Turn that shit off.
Man, shit, no bullshit. Really. All right, as of today, right now, what is Lynn most proud of?
I ain't there yet. You'll know. Mm-hmm. I'm 70%. I'm able to talk to you.
Yeah, for sure.
So I ain't gonna sit up here and put no use. I'm still in a little rut, but my rut is different from other people's rut. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta understand. Give me a second. 70% of the world knows about it. The Marshals on your timeline, ain't they?
Hey, yeah, they are.
They ain't never been on there that much.
Nah, that's a fact. So, that's a fact.
70% though.
Before we get out of here, last question. I just want to give you your flowers, bro. You remind me of Money Making Mitch on Paid in Full. Hustling, you will die behind this shit. I know you won't, but you know what I'm saying. Give me three things you'll give it, a young hustler out there coming up. Three things.
You know, that's another thing people always ask me about that. I'm gonna be honest with you. I pray every morning. I pray sometimes with my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
I pray, like I told you, I pray if I walked in and say the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you it all the time. That prayer is a major thing. You know what I'm saying? And then the next thing also, if you're of age to pick somebody, picking the right mate.
Mm-hmm.
You pick the right mate, you can either do it or not. You know what I'm saying? She's going to either keep you out of trouble, y'all going to make millions together. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the street, if you pick the right mate, she's going to get you out of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honest to God truth. You know what I'm saying? And I always tell people, the mate that I picked, you know, it could have been a month that one emotional decision brought down Empire.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a bad month.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Shit happens. I ain't fucked up about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It didn't hurt me. It hurt the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Now certain people realize it. You know, it hurt just me. It hurt everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it hurt people's families. But
communities.
Yeah. Not even that. It hurt.
Right.
Shit. Capital H. Shit. So, and then the last thing, I just say, you know, getting right with life. You know, certain things you look back in life, you say, you have to revisit certain things to heal.
Uh-huh.
People run from certain shit.
Yeah, for sure.
They always talking about that old bullshit on your pull a layer back. No, I don't know about all that, but I'm going to revisit to see why I was hurting about certain things.
Yeah.
And I've had a counselor help me through that. You know, a lot of time we run from them bad motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I always call it them bad motherfuckers. I ain't dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to go back to X. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
You did that?
Yeah, I didn't say all that on that, but I ain't trying.
Right, I'm just saying.
Or even asking them questions. Man, what did I do? Sometimes I don't give a fuck about what you think and how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, I want to move on by.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've hurt that person in the process of moving on because you don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes you got to go back to that point, and it sounds crazy of, nigga, what did I do to hurt this person? Why I'm hurting? And they say hurt people hurt people.
True.
You know, I done hurt a lot of people just because of my attitude and who I am, and, you know, mm-hmm. you know, but I've made up. And like they say, it ain't about the money, man.
Yeah.
It's deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm in my life right now, like trying to help people that have helped me that I can understand. What are you trying to help me?
Yeah.
You know, they ain't had no money. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't listen to motherfuckers if you ain't. If you, fuck all that you scored a touchdown in high school.
Right.
Yeah, I don't listen to what do you have that I can pay attention to.
Yeah.
So now I go back to the hood, to them old niggas that really taught me the game.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen to them now. You know what I'm saying? And Lynn, a lot of them don't go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And they old, like, Lynn is too much. Certain shit you can come back from, certain shit you can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother thing, but understanding that hurt people, bro.
Yeah.
And that shit is deep. And when you get to a certain age, you understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I get it now. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the hot seat with Phil. Let's give him a round of applause.
That was good.
All right. And Phil, stay there. So,
yeah, for sure.
What do you see next 5 years for your brand, your businesses? What you got?
Well, I was already at the end. Y'all didn't know at the end of 5 years, my turkey leg up.
Okay.
Fucked up. Mm. You know, buy, and release and retire.
Okay.
We were there. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to be doing this the rest of my life. Somebody come in and buy my brand. I've already had 2-3 people.
So your exit strategy is someone purchasing the brand, would you still support them as a manager for a while or, you know, make sure the brand keeps going?
No.
You gone.
No, nigga.
You gone.
Same thing with Turkey Leg, it was supposed to happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You felt like this number wasn't good, but it really was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should have got the fuck about it up.
Yeah.
For that number.
Yeah.
For that number we were sitting on.
Okay. We've talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
So you gotta understand, like, 5 years, I'm not going to be, like I said, I had enough energy to come back and rebuild, but people don't understand. I put so much into that motherfucker. I always say late night, early morning, thinking I'm 18 now. Just like now, Friday, tired of the motherfucker. Don't get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I shot a Shreveport for Young Blue, that shit down there, 4 hours. Left at 5 a.m., got down at 9, worked today, and then came back, knew I had to get to y'all and open up the restaurant.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you still doing the traveling?
Yeah, when they pay.
That's what I was with that. Yeah. So that's a business line of yours as well.
Yeah, when they pay. When they pay like that. You gotta be worth my while. I don't mind going. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, now my energy is like, I'm not a young chicken no more. Mm-hmm. Nigga, there ain't no catnaps no more. Nigga, I'll be sleeping for 4 hours. Right. So you think you sleep for 30 minutes, you wake up, what the?
What happened? Right,
that's what happened. I just went home.
Yeah.
I got home and my son was there with the nanny, and I ain't seen him the whole weekend. It's bell to bell. I get in, change clothes, boom, boom, boom. Daddy, man, take him to the park, tell him to jump. You know, I'm back in that mode again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you say 5 years, nigga, I ain't got time for no 5 years of this shit. This shit is a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Ain't gonna lie, I'm really giving 17 hour days.
No doubt.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? This shit, I ain't getting no sleep, nigga. The only thing I'm doing, I'm changing my underwear.
But, Lynn, just knowing you, like, you good with not doing nothing after you?
I don't even know what that is.
What you gonna do?
I'm at to go to Belize.
But you ain't gonna do that though. Yeah, like you're not. No, you're not, bro. You gonna be selling turkey legs at Belize.
Nigga, I'm almost 50. I will. On the beach.
We're a similar age. You ain't resting, bro. I haven't seen you rest ever.
Do you realize what the last year, what the humping that I've done?
That's different.
I did 30 some states, nigga, in 60 days. Pop ups. You know how tired I was when I came up there? Were 30. Nigga, tired was an understatement.
Yeah.
But I had to do that because I was fucked up emotionally.
Yeah.
I had to get on that road.
So you pour yourself in your work.
Stay busy.
Hell yeah, I had to. I ain't know what else to do. I would have got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really got to understand that I was on that road planting seeds, but I had to get the fuck away from here.
Yeah.
In the midst of that, nigga, I'm dragging people.
Yeah.
And I'm tired. Man, fuck this, nigga. We drive from Atlanta, Alabama.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. The same night, we break down, loading up.
Yeah.
Being out. You know, I'm driving. Nigga, I would come back to Houston from Atlanta. I would drive it, come back, refill, and come back here. You know what I'm saying? I was dragging people. I was hurting a lot of people.
Yeah.
Man, they were making me, man, I'm tired. Man, let's go.
What's sad is I actually I appreciate that. That's a hobby.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I dove into his work.
But yeah. But the flip side to this is, and I can be man enough to say, you know, I look back. Was I harsh on that video? Is there a way to say it? Yeah.
Wait, so you would say that you look at that video, you would do something different.
A million times in the video.
What I'm saying, you would do something different now.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I would let somebody else say it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let somebody else say it.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me tell you what happens when you go in there and say it. Just say you're my manager.
Yeah.
And you was right. God damn it. You didn't fire 8 people. Now, you harsh?
Yeah.
I didn't fire nobody. I just said it.
Yeah.
Now, you fire 8 people.
Now, I know what you're saying. I got you.
You get what
you need a buffer.
Yeah. And
who's your buffer now?
Well, I have a lot. But I got a strong team, though.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So you have someone now.
Full of buffers.
I got a strong, strong team. You know, I don't mess with number of women. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
No niggas. So.
Bullshit, though.
Women got your best interest.
They do.
They do all the time. Especially in business.
And they'll put you in the place that you need to be.
Man, I got a strong, strong team right now.
Okay.
They ain't bullshit.
How strong are they?
How strong?
They're strong.
I'm trying to see how strong.
No, you relax. I know what you're saying. No.
I know Lynn.
They strong.
Okay.
From publicists on down the line.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And they,
I mean, you got support now in a way that I didn't know if that was happening.
I had certain people support you better when you were by yourself.
Gotcha.
Mm. If that makes sense.
No, that does. Yeah. It does. That makes sense.
They know your worth.
Okay. Before we wrap. Favorite celebrity collaboration you've done so far? We know Rick Ross. We know Captain Jack. We know Kevin Hart. We know Young Blue. We know Two Chainz. Yeah. Like, and we ain't trying to pit anything against each other, but what's been your favorite activation that you've done so far?
More so though, I always say they're family at this point.
Yeah.
You know, where I can go stay in their house, this and that, you know, it's kind of hard to answer. You know why? Because I don't look at them for, you know, one of them said, nigga, you ain't never brought nobody to me music-wise. I wasn't there.
That's what's up.
Because I never use that card as a, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As a token to, and that's where a lot of people separate themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want the basketball player. I never ask for season tickets and I know I can get them courtside. You know, I don't, come to support. Support is support.
And I'll say that Lynn, you know, been an early supporter of us because we would not have gotten Grand Coromino had it not been for Lynn. Lynn didn't even have to have us at the launch party. He just told us to pull up randomly. Yeah. We didn't even know what we was doing. Mm-hmm. And he said, go do what y'all do.
Yep.
Next thing you know, we had a whole brand deal for a year.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Nah,
so what he's talking about is like real. He really do support.
Yeah, but it's organically. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put no niggas in position to make me look bad.
Correct.
Facts.
We appreciate that. But still.
And I know I don't have the energy to do that. But I know y'all do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all gonna do it. Y'all gonna make it look good. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people, niggas, running track, stick.
Yeah.
Turn that motherfucker on to somebody else, man. Okay, so,
you are known for throwing assists or lobs. Who's next coming up behind you? Who are you working with now that you feel like gonna take this to the next level?
Why are you smiling? Why
are you smiling? You don't want to answer it?
I can't because I signed paperwork.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. Closing thoughts then. Closing thoughts when we wrap. This camera right there in the middle. I know you want to answer it. I don't know why you won't.
I can't.
You want me to cut it out? All right. Closing thoughts in that camera right here as we wrap. I know you want to answer it. I don't know why you won't.
Because I can't, nigga.
But we could cut it out.
Oh.
The episode. It's not live streaming.
You already said it was.
No,
this is a live taping. Yeah,
This ain't live right now. Like it's not on the internet until tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow,
6 a.m.
It starts with an N.
I already know. Okay, I got you. Closing thoughts, then. Closing thoughts. Oh, and also, y'all look for the block party, Poor Horseman in the Oyster Hut.
Yeah,
here at the Hive.
I mean, and see, that was another big thing that you had to understand. Oh, Almeida, I'll be back on there soon. But like when the block party came around, she was like, "God damn." You know, that was...
We running the play. Don't worry.
Yeah, like, no,
we are putting the play together right now.
Nobody's ever shut down that.
You shut the whole... You have to shut the whole block.
That's a major thoroughfare. You know what I'm saying? That's a major highway. Nobody's ever done it.
Yeah.
And to have 30,000, 40,000 people out there is like, bro, those are the pats on the back that I, You know, mm-hmm. as I say, nigga, I sit in the shower and let my tears blend in because niggas like, nigga.
I know we gave out 5,000 t-shirts. Yeah. That was the hardest work I've ever done.
That was
the hardest work I've ever done.
Nah, that shit was dope, though.
Phil was like, I can't even wear my shoes no more after this.
But
embracing how many people were out there.
It's no doubt. Like, yeah.
It's what white people do at festivals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To have that many black people, ain't nobody tripping.
Nobody was tripping.
The weather was good. It's pretty faces, pretty women, handsome niggas. You know, it's like, no, I'm serious. Everything goes together. When that good weather hitting
yeah.
you, like, man, there's some pretty black people here, bro.
Yeah.
Nah,
I'm saying? It's like people don't understand as a community, when you have us there and we all looking good, smelling, you're like, man, these niggas look good.
Yeah.
You know, like that's why at Turkey League I used to look at, man, these niggas look good.
That's how we looking in the Hive right now, because y'all look good here in the back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look good. Now, a few of you don't. Yeah, I'm going to call you out. They working in the production, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what we keeping them on that side. Yeah. My brother, closing thoughts as we wrap. Anything you want to share with anybody out there that may have you confused, that may really don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen you on Breakfast Club. They've seen you on 93.7. They've seen you doing your own social media content. We appreciate them seeing you on the Poor Horseman as well.
Yeah.
Anything you want to share with anybody as we wrap?
Well, I'm not really trying to make them understand me.
That's real.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not. And I don't care what they eat, don't make me shit and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been my only thing is that, you know, my thing is if anybody needs help, pray on, mm-hmm. you know. And now I always say, man, prayer helps everything. You don't believe it, man. That prayer bad motherfucker respect
you. You're not a teacher, you a shower.
Yeah, that's what I say when you give people, what's the end of what you mean? I ain't like cliche or bullshit. I ain't with all that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. It's life. Life been life. It's how you push on through it. You know what I'm saying? And I always say it. You know, you have to have a strong team behind you. Sometimes you call that person in the morning, you don't know what the fuck they're going through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all can call each other. You don't know what's going through. You pushing them sometimes takes you to the next level. My mentors are strong. Man, you got it. We're narcissists.
Yeah.
And these are coming from billionaires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't know what that word meant to the end, and it told me. You know what I'm saying? And these are billionaires that's telling me this. You have to be a narcissist in certain lines of work. You know what I'm saying? You have to manipulate people. You know what I'm saying? And it's a business. But at the end of the day, I say, life is life. It comes at you. It's how you deal with it. You know that analogy, they say you make lemonade out of lemonade and all that shit. I add a little Hennessy to it. Make that bitch really good.
He really does.
Yeah.
Facts.
I'm telling you.
And that's the episode with Len's Garage is what we'll go with. Y'all give a round of applause for our brother Len. B-Roll, turn us up. We're going to hang out for a little bit. We still got the bar open outside. And that's episode 344. We out.